טוב, זה ממדרש. אוהב השם שערי ציון מכל משכנות יעקב. השם loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Am Yisrael of Yaakov. He loves דווקא the gates of Zion. Where does it say this? It doesn't say where the pasuk Abriti Shalom. Yeah. So the Gemara Brachas learns from this. Oheb Hashem Sharim Metzuyanim Ba'alacha Mikol Batei Knesset Vanedashot. Hashem likes, which Beis Medrash Hashem likes the most? This one right next to us. That's the Beis Medrash Hashem likes the most. Why? Because they learn Halacha over there. When they learn Halacha, that's what Hashem likes the most. More than all the Beis Medrash in the world. He likes where they learn, I teach Halacha, learn Halacha. So it's interesting. Why? Every bit smedjish, even if they learn Gemara, they also learn Halacha. So what's, why does he love one more than the other? So it's according to what we learned yesterday. This is how it goes. Kikar ha-shlemut k'shoskim ba-torah ch'yocholin le'orer shorshei nishmod Yisrael nachzera memutav. The main completeness of learning Torah is dafka when you learn Torah in a way that you can arouse all the neshamas of Am Yisrael to return to good to Hashem. She'elu atzadikim she'osim sha'arim chadashim u'potchim kol ha'sha'arim she'mikvar l'itkarev v'nedal l'Hashem yitbarach u'lakir oto yitbarach. Aviz tzadikim, they make gates, special gates for all the people wherever they are to return back to Hashem. Kilo midrash ikar ela master, because not the learning is the main thing, rather the doing is the main. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev beyoter limud haTorah shemibi yidei maaseh. Which Torah does Hashem like more? Not enough that I will learn. I will learn in a way that other people will also learn. So it's a Torah that brings other people to do good. That's the way Rabbeinu explained this. Hashem likes the Torah that makes other people learn, other people get close to Hashem, more than the Torah that just brings you close to Hashem.
שזה בחינת שערי בית המקדש, the aspect of the gates of בית המקדש of Zion, that people used to come to בית המקדש and see Hashem, recognize Hashem. So that's why it's called שערי ציון. כי הבית המקדש הוא בחינת הדעת, לדעתו יתברך, שאי אפשר לדעת מי לא יתברך, כי אם על ידי שערים ופתחים נפלאים שעושים הצדיקים, בחינת צור שערים ראשיכם, מנסור פרירה רם ורמור הכבוד, that בית המקדש is the gates of knowledge, you can't really know that Hashem without the tzaddikim opening for us the way to recognize Hashem, to see Hashem and everything. Everyone here can testify on himself that before he learned the way of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it was not so easy to see Hashem and everything. It was kind of difficult. And once you learn the way of Rabbeinu, then you start seeing Hashem and everything. Especially once one starts doing what they do, then he really sees Hashem and everything. Mizdeh Hashem Rusham says in the Brachas, Aynu de'ama Rabichia Baramis, or Rabichia Baramis says, Miyom Shechara Beis Hamikdash, from the day that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Aynu la'kadosh baruch hu el arba amot shel halacha bilvad. Kadosh baruch hu doesn't have in the world only four amos of halacha. What does that mean? Aynu, Rabbi Yatan explains, שיזכה האדם על ידי ההלכה ללך בו ארבע אמות הקוטנים, שזהו שיעור מקומו של אדם, כי כל אדם יש לו ארבע אמות שנמשכים ארבע אמות הוויה, אם יש כל אדם בכל מקום שהוא יש לו בחינת ארבע אמות להתקרב אנשים ברח. A person has owns four amos. Yeah? Four amos around him buys for a person. If I stand in four amos of this, I can acquire this, it becomes mine. Because anyways man, yeah, but I'm saying stand something. Okay? And these arba amot, you merit to halacha. What does that mean? Al yedei koach ha-tzadikim she'oskim ba-torah, through the power of tzadikim which they engage with Torah, v'bchina anal, in this way, in the way that arouses other neshamas to get close to Hashem. And now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have in the world only these four amos of halacha, meaning these halachas, meaning the way that the walking of the tzaddikim teaches the way, the halacha, to get close to Hashem. Before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Beis HaMikdash itself
was that doing that. You come to Beis HaMikdash, you see Hashem, you see the ways of Hashem. Now we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we have the Tzadikim, which teaches the ways of Hashem. And Rabbi Nathan explains over there, that's the advantage of going to Kibbutz Tzadikim. Shigam achrei motan, and even after they die, they continue working for Am Yisrael to enlighten the neshamas of Am Yisrael. Kshebaim al kivram hakadosh, when one comes on their holy kever, the tzadikim, lechavana lekabel et ha'ara ve'akor v'itgaber, ma shetzichim l'gaber, as the Moim Rolis, Rabbi Yatan says this, when someone goes to the kever of a tzadik, and he has an intention in mind, that he'll get light from this tzadik, to overcome what he needs to overcome in his life, in his siyonot in life, then he gets koach to overcome what he needs to overcome in life. Vayikar, when the main thing is, shemiklal advarim alalo nachruim eitev, from all what we learned, we see clearly, she'esek haTorah, engaging with the Torah, and Beis HaMikdash, and kibbutz tzadikim, and going to mikveh, can help a person very much, only if he keeps it in mind that this will help him. If he doesn't have this, only if he has it in mind. If someone goes and he's learning Torah without having in mind that it will give him koach to serve Hashem, to go in that it will give him light to serve Hashem. Someone goes to keep a tzadikim. Yeah, goes to mikveh without any machshava. I go to mikveh. My father told me to go since I'm 13. I go, but not without kavana. Okay, it doesn't give him koach. You want to have koach? You have to have it in mind. The ma'aseh itself doesn't work. It can bring you to the wrong places. To the wrong place. But when someone comes with the kavana, when someone, that's why when we go to Rabbeinu, when someone prepares himself before to get the light from Rabbeinu, then he can see a change. When someone comes, time to Rabbeinu. Good. Rabbeinu for sure will take care of him. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Okay? The more a person will arouse himself down here, the more he will get the light from above. How do you arouse yourself? How does someone become excited towards something? There's only one way. It's called Ibadidut. Talking to Hashem about it. Getting excited about it. Getting yourself excited about something. Okay? Through Ibadidut. Through Ibadidut. If someone does Ibadidut, but I'm talking to him. Dude, amitit. Someone, I heard that Abzal told you guys, 1 hour? 1 hour is not enough. What's 1 hour? So true. So true. 1 hour is good to get by. It's good. Start, you know? At least to go through the day, start working on something. It's good. It's very important. If someone does really 1 hour well, he goes, let's say, in the middle of the night, he goes to the field, somewhere alone, if he's not afraid, yeah. And he starts working on something, three times, four times, he'll start feeling, what is this? I'm not doing. I didn't even start working. This is work. I want to do more. I want to be more in the field. Look at what a change it does. 1 hour. I want to be more in the field. What's 1 hour? I'm lacking so much. I need to be so much more in the field. Okay, but if someone does 1 hour, kacha. I know, it's like I did on Shabbos under the talis, you know. Beautiful. I had a holy sleep I had. Very holy sleep. Sometimes I do 6 hours if it's like that. I go to sleep 6 hours. You can only deceive yourself. You can only duke yourself, like you say. When someone goes really in his meniot, but he decides to be chazak in this, and he's going to go and do an hour, a real hour, alone, a place where he can actually talk, and not be there. Someone's going to hear me, someone's going to listen. Today, anyways, you could talk. Because everyone knows, people have a thing in the ear, you don't even see it, they're talking to themselves. Talk! When you're somewhere alone, mamash alone, you feel alone, you feel free to talk with Hashem, and you can say things. Say what's going with you. Say what's going on with you. What's the problem? Say what's going on in your life. Tell Hashem, Abaya. If someone comes to his brothers, he starts saying, Hashem, I want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to be the Holy Tzaddik. And he doesn't, Hashem leaves right away. He doesn't want to hear him. He's a liar. Hashem can't stand if it's not emes. Rather, he goes to the field and he says, Hashem, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I want to be in bed now. It's cold. It's raining. I don't want to be out here. I want to be in bed under the puch. You're under the puch. Okay, that's where he wants to be. And he starts, so that's what you should tell Hashem. Hashem, tell you the truth. I know, I'm forcing myself to be, I don't want to be here. I really want to be in bed, but I know it's not the tachlis. I know I need to be, kitzel. That's where a person has to be in truth with Hashem. You can lie to Hashem, you can lie to yourself. Hashem knows the truth. A person is working on something, Hashem, listen, I'm sick. I'm sick, listen, I have this problem. You made it, it's your problem, Hashem. What do you want to do about it with me? Have a dialogue, speak. Okay? So when someone has something he wants to work on, so he has to go to the field and start talking about it. Take it out in his words. That's how Benu says, Ikutei Mo'ad. Goes to the field, he starts talking, he's taking in his own words. Hashem, it's so important, this thing. I really want to reach it. How do I reach it? Tell me, teach me. Okay? Then does Chashbon Nefesh, and he sees how dirty he is, and why he wants to be clean. And he asks Hashem, give me koyach to be clean. Look, I'm so dirty, I walk in the street. A woman passes by, I have to look. What's wrong with me? I'm sick in the head. Oh, you made it, but I want to fix what you made. You want me to fix what you made. So Hashem, help me. I want to be a clean person. I want to be, to have sechel. Look how much I lose with doing this. Yeah. We can talk about it for an hour. So, now we're in the Perek Echadesa. Is this the last chapter? No, it's one before the last, I think. Yeah. Irato al pnechem. 5 more minutes. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in Tikkun Zohar, he darshens the word Bereshit in 70 different ways. It's called Tikkun Zohar, the 70 Tikkunim of the Zohar. Okay? So one of them is Yere Boshet. Yere meramez liyirat shamayim. Yerez, it has awe. It's talking about yirat shamayim. Shei yisod adam, which is, this is the yisod of a person, is the foundation of a person. Like it says in the pasuk, Vata Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha Hashem meimach. And now Yisrael, Am Yisrael, what is Hashem, your God, asking from you? Only to fear your God Hashem. Hashem your God. And the Mila Boshet, Yere Boshet, is referring to Gilu Arayot. Yeah? Gilu Arayot. Why? Because we know that Zohar calls Boshet, it's referring to that place, our womb. Anything that has to do with adultery is busha. It's a shame, embarrassment. As everyone knows, people don't like to walk around naked in the street usually. In most places. It's busha. So, what do we really see from this? That the main yirat shamayin that a person has to have is regarding gilu arayot, regarding the matters of Kedusha. That's the main embarrassment he has to have in front of Hashem. More than anything else. Okay? V'adam shepogem b'brit chalila, a person who blemishes the brit, he removes from himself is the shame, okay? There's embarrassment from Hashem, okay? And he loses all of his Yiras Shamayim. That's where a person loses his Yiras Shamayim. Not when he eats without a bracha, then he doesn't lose his Yiras Shamayim. When he goes and he looks at women and he does things which are asur regarding adultery, that's where he loses his Yiras Shamayim. And when a person loses Yiras Shamayim, we say that's the foundation of a person, Yira. So basically he's rotting his inside, his foundation, his basis. If you have a building and the base is going to rot, what's going to be? The whole building will collapse. Even if outside he could be a Charedi, Yira Shamayim, he'd have a shmones like this with a gartel, two gartels, and everything. And inside, he's rat, he's ratchet. Ken? Yeah, so if a person, he walks in the street, stam without any cheshbon, right and left, he's endangering all the good that he has, all the Yira Shamayim that he has, all the mitzvahs that he does. He's endangering. He's endangering. How do you say? Endangering it. He's putting it in danger. It's a sukkah. Okay? And even if you won't see it outside, a long time, it will come. That's why that's what Mamash the Basis. The Basis is the basis of us. Nikdusha. So, Zav Hashem, I bless us all, Zav Hashem, to start working, Kmo Shetzarich, in the field, to arouse ourselves to come to work. To work means to go to the field and over and speak about it and talk about it and live it and want to get close to Hashem and want to work. I want to do it. And then Bezot Hashem, Rav Siad Yishmael will get close to Hashem.